Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was veteran bassist Richie Goods leading us into episode 638 of Neon Jazz with the tune Easter Joy Dance off his well-received 2019 CD, My Left Hand Man, a tribute to Mulgrew Miller. So Richie grew up in Pittsburgh and played early in parishes and clubs while attending the Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts High School. And we caught up with Richie here at the show to figure out some things, like exactly how he got into jazz. This is his answer.
And really, jazz was just a tool, because I always thought, people used to always say jazz musicians were the most skillful musicians in the world. So I said, well, I want to be the best, so I need to learn jazz. So that's kind of how I got into jazz and just fell in love with it.
After graduation, he studied in the jazz program at the Berklee College of Music, then moved on to New York City, where he continued to study with Ron Carter and Ray Brown. So he worked from the early 90s onward, 9 years total, with Mulgrew Miller, and those were some of the first recordings that he ever made. And along with all of the talented jazz cats, he has been a session musician involved in productions by Patti Austin, Whitney Houston, Alicia Keys, and Common. These days, he is playing in the Jeffrey Keyser Quartet, and this one's interesting. He is the youngest person ever inducted into the Pittsburgh Jazz Hall of Fame, and this guy is always doing something impressive. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz and joints all over the city, from the Black Dolphin to the Kauffman Performing Arts Center, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, taking you to the proverbial jazz streets. So up next, we have a legendary jazz pianist, composer, and educator. This is Mulgrew Miller. He was a huge influence on Richie. This is the tune Elation off the 2002 CD, The Sequel. And as we get into it, let's hear Richie talk about his great teacher.
This is definitely the most special and most important project I feel like I've done in my career. And maybe probably the always be the most dear to my heart. Yeah, Mulgrew, you know, he meant everything to me. It was really my first introduction to the scene. He kind of went over and beyond to not just have me in his band, but to really have me be a part of the jazz scene. Thank you. Hi, this is Richie Goods, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domingo.
That was another legend that loomed large in the world of Richie, legendary bassist Ron Carter, with the tune Telephone off his 1989 CD Heart and Soul. Richie had to fight hard to get Ron's attention, and once he did, there was no looking back, Richie explains.
I called Ron for about 6 months, and he never returned my call. And so I found out he taught at City College, and I went up and hunted him down. He made me wait for about 5 hours and said, yeah, come back, see me in 5 hours. I came back to see him, and he said, okay, meet me here next week, same time. But I studied with him for a year, and he was life-changing.
Let's step back here on the show. From jazz tenor saxophonist, arranger, and composer James Mundy, joined with his orchestra. This is the 1946 song Fiesta in Brass, as the party moves forward.
Thank you.
Christopher Holliday, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was saxophonist Christopher Holliday with the tune Text Tones off his 2019 CD called Dialogue. This cat began performing publicly in 1983 in Boston at the age of 13. Then he had a huge moment at the Village Vanguard. Have a listen to him explain.
That was very mind-blowing. What do you say when someone says, would you like to play a week at the Village Vanguard with Walter Davis Jr., Ron Carter, and Beaver Harris? You say yes, but I was 17 years old. And those guys were really heavy. I mean, I had a great time, mostly. But Ron was
gave me a lot of tough love. It was a great week, but it was really hard because I was 17, and the expectation was that if you're going to play the Village Vanguard, that you're going to play on that level.
Over the years, he has honed his craft, and these days he teaches saxophone at San Diego State University. So one album that Christopher remembers well from his younger years is Dizzy Gillespie. This is from the 1964 LP, The Cool World, and as we get into the title track off the album, listen to Christopher explain.
I know everything on that record because I remember sitting in the back of his station wagon in the late 70s as a young boy, listening to that over and over and over on 8-track tape. We'll be right back.
everybody. I am Raquel Cepeda, and I am super honored to be here at Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino in Kansas City.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you've got to do is sing. La rumba me está llamando, bombo, dile que ya voy, que me espere un momentico, mientras canto un guaguanco. Dile que no es un desprecio, pues vive en mi corazón, mi vida es tan solo eso. Rumba buena y guaguanco, ea. Mamá, mamá. Mamá, mamá. Kimara, kimara, kumba, kimbamba. Kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba. Y si quieres bailar, si quieres gozar, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba. Lo baila Teresa, lo baila Juanito, kimara kimara kumba kimbajito, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara 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 mi kumba kumba kimara mi kumba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba, kimara kimara kumba kimbamba. Azúcar. Si quieres gozar, si quieres bailar, quimara quimara kumba kimbamba, quimara quimara kumba kimbamba, quimara quimara kumba kimbamba. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Quimara quimara kumba kimbamba, quimara quimara kumba kimbamba. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing. Quimara quimara kumba kimbamba, quimara quimara kumba kimbamba. Come and shake your body, baby, do the conga. I know you can't control yourself any longer. Quimara quimara kumba kimbamba, quimara quimara kumba kimbamba. Hey, rumba, throw it up the way I never made.
That was jazz singer and songwriter Raquel Cepeda with the song It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing off her nice 2019 CD called Latin Jazz. The singer always brings the best styles and rhythms from around the world to the refined language and aesthetics of jazz. She is a performer whose interpretive quality, approach to storytelling, and multicultural style has the ability to reach diverse audiences. We caught up with her here at the show, and she told us about the best advice that she's ever received.
And ask them, what is your main advice to take that I'm doing to the next level? And they told me, you have to find the best musicians that you have around, because that's what's going to make doing a difference, the right sound.
One of those musicians she had the lucky chance to spend some time with was legendary pianist, educator, and leader of the jazz dynasty, Mr. Ellis Marsalis. And as we get into the 1994 tune Mozarten off the 1994 CD Whistle Stop, let's listen to her explain.
Joining him and singing with him. And then I remember being behind the curtain and just hearing him play solo. And just transported to a different level, a different dimension. The beauty of his playing is something else.
This is Delphio Marsalis, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
was yet another Marsalis. That was Del Feo joined by his Uptown Jazz Orchestra with a brand new tune, the Seventh Ward Boogaloo off a tasty 2020 album called Jazz Party. And that's what this jazz album is all about, getting that New Orleans flavor hitched up into high, high gear. So March 6, 2020 proved to be a sad day in the world of jazz. The legendary pianist McCoy Tyner left us and the stage at the age of 81. He was the glue in John Coltrane's quartet and influenced generations of jazz cats that would follow him. And as we get into the tune, You Stepped Out of a Dream, I believe we have, and he has too. Thanks for everything, McCoy. Thank you. Again, that was the towering piano legend McCoy Tyner, who we just lost, but we shall never, ever forget with You Stepped Out of a Dream. Our final tune on this hour of jazz is from clarinetist, composer, bandleader, and actor Artie Shaw, joined by his orchestra in tow. This is the 1946 song, Get Out of Town, and that's what we plan on doing. So it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always hitching a ride to the next swinging jazz town sound, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.